What if the difference between good and great wasn't incremental, but exponential? Picture a developer who doesn't just write cleaner code, but who reimagines entire systems. Or a designer who doesn't just make things prettier, but transforms how users experience a product. These aren't fantasies. They're the 10Xers, professionals who deliver 10 times the value of their peers, and they're quietly rewriting the rules of work itself. This shift didn't happen overnight. It began in the late 1960s with ARPANET's birth and accelerated through Silicon Valley's rise, where computer geeks worked not for corner offices, but for the sheer joy of creation. Unlike traditional moguls chasing quarterly profits, these pioneers built a culture of collaboration, risk-taking, and intrinsic motivation that birthed everything from Cisco to Facebook. Today, that ethos has escaped the Valley's borders. Traditional corporations now establish innovation labs, partner with startups, and adopt open innovation principles, not out of trendiness, but survival. The old work culture, built on rigid hours and hierarchy, is crumbling. Companies embracing results-only work environments understand what matters isn't where you sit or when you clock in, but what you create. One nonprofit founder replaced 33 team members with just 3 recommended 10Xers who delivered a superior product. Within 6 months, they rebuilt the platform to Amazon-level processing speeds with new features that triggered robust growth. The math is undeniable. Exceptional talent doesn't just work harder, they work dimensionally different. The authoritarian boss is extinct. Modern leaders must understand team members as whole people, not because it's nicer, but because it works. Top talent craves exciting work, meaningful impact, and growth over paychecks. The solution? Let employees determine 40% of their goals while the company sets 60%. Intrinsic motivation outperforms external pressure. Jesse Lee's Dub Frequency Media encourages teams to flex across projects, seeking employees with a growth mindset, multidimensional thinkers finding strategic solutions from every angle. Even traditional banking adapts. First Bank CEO Shelley Seifert prioritizes infrastructure supporting strong management and training, understanding younger employees value purpose over material rewards. She embraces compassionate leadership. Compassionate leadership begins with the connection between individuals. The challenge? Cultivating environments where failures can be exposed without consequences. Silicon Valley's fail often and fail fast philosophy. Seifert seeks managers who genuinely like people, rather than those solely climbing the ladder. Some people are fundamentally unmanageable, not from lack of talent, but from the sabotage impulse, an unconscious drive to undermine their own success. When you detect it, flee immediately. Jonathan Lowenhar, who advises San Francisco startups, identifies key warning signs. Glass jaw syndrome, founders who can't handle honest feedback without feeling victimized, plus trust avoidance in early interactions, and religious ostrich syndrome, where CEOs dodge tough decisions entirely. Two musicians illustrate the divide. John Mayer exemplified the success impulse, exceptionally talented, hardworking, and manageable. Though initially resistant to international touring, he accepted guidance and transformed after meeting Bruce Springsteen in Paris. Anthony, equally talented, was crippled by low emotional intelligence and resistance to outside ideas. His self-destructive tendencies culminated in sabotaging a crucial TV appearance, leading to his label dropping him. Legendary manager Ken Levitin's first criterion when considering new artists: do they want to do the work? Outstanding talent requires managers who function as super visionaries, delivering 2 complementary visions. Future vision means anticipating obstacles and creating strategic paths to success. Inner vision identifies your blind spots and self-sabotaging behaviors, redirecting you when you drift. Lowenhar specializes in future vision, helping startups navigate predictable growth stages. Using the Johari window model, he surfaces destructive patterns clients can't see, like one CEO who unknowingly started each day angry, damaging team morale. The business world now mirrors show business. Wildly uncertain futures make wise guidance mandatory. Ken Levitin pairs predictable ability with nimble flexibility, helping Nancy Griffith capitalize on unexpected Irish success and pushing Kings of Leon to the UK after losing US label support. Sometimes managers must push talent into uncomfortable territory. Levitin convinced Kenny Rogers to play Bonnaroo, rejuvenating his career before 50,000 young fans singing The Gambler. Dr. Jeffrey Solomon structures future vision in three timeframes: 20-year organizational vision, 3 to 5 year strategies, and annual operating plans. While insecure managers fear appearing weak by seeking advice, wise ones embrace external wisdom. Trust forms the foundation of successful relationships with exceptional talent. It takes years to build, seconds to break, and grows primarily through effective expectation management. Setting and meeting expectations builds trust incrementally. Every accurate estimate strengthens confidence. Missed targets foster compounding doubt. A medtech startup illustrated this. Their back-end team consistently delivered on budget and ahead of schedule, building trust, while the front-end team manufactured unrealistic timelines despite warnings. The back-end thrived, the front-end collapsed. Outstanding professionals won't tolerate poor expectation management or being blamed for others' bad decisions. FBI behavior expert Robin Dreek offers strategies for building trust quickly. Maintain eye contact, smile, speak slowly, listen attentively, ask open-ended questions, and suspend your ego by putting others' needs first. Another powerful trust builder: prioritizing talent's needs even when counter to your self-interest, like advising a client to take a lower-paying job to preserve his marriage, sacrificing your fee but gaining lasting trust. A-Plan coaching Sarah Ellis Conant believes trust begins with listening, the single biggest move toward trust and a rare gift in our society. Blame creates a culture of ducking and covering and diminishes accountability. Trust and diversity are tightly bound. Diverse groups function effectively only with strong communication and trust. Exceptional talent needs guidance from a seasoned, reflective intermediary force with genuine skin in the game, emotional and spiritual investment, not just financial stakes. The third-party effect explains why. Praise from others carries weight. Self-praise sounds conceited. John Landau exemplified this commitment after declaring Springsteen was rock and roll future, staking his reputation. When Springsteen invited him to hang out, Landau traveled 6 hours through a blizzard, cementing a nearly half-century partnership. This proves particularly valuable for technical talent who undersell themselves. Brian Bishop transformed from self-taught hacker to blockchain expert, commanding $600 to $1,000 hourly through professional management, freeing him to focus on programming without productivity-draining sales work. Many turn to family or friends as early career managers due to inherent trust. While these momagers and spousagers offer natural investment, they lack industry knowledge and objectivity. Only professional representation provides both high skin in the game and the clear-eyed perspective necessary for exceptional growth. We now live in a double-hat world where everyone speaks both the language of talent and management. With old hierarchies disintegrating, you must see yourself as talent sometimes and as a manager at others, a switch that doesn't come easily. For exceptional culture, management must flow in all directions. Google's 2-year study revealed psychological safety as the key trait among high-performing teams. Success depends on the ability to take risks and be vulnerable with peers. Kind Snacks exemplifies this, becoming America's fastest-growing snack company, valued at over $4 billion, by creating an open meritocracy where disagreement is welcomed and critical thinking valued. Radio titan Elvis Duran, whose morning show ranks number one across nearly 80 markets, insists, "I'm not their boss." Research supports this. The ideal praise to criticism ratio is 5.6 positive comments for every negative one. The double hat world creates a triple winning effect. When you manage people beneath you effectively, they improve, which improves you and the whole team. When you manage those above you to help them manage you better, they become better managers, further elevating everyone.